It's time now for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex McAvica on the Rural Radio Network, and joining us over the phone today is Dr. Catherine Frells, Director of the Small Grains Breeding Program for the University of Nebraska. Dr. Frells, we've got some upcoming field tours, wheat field day tours, I should say, with UNL coming up right around the corner. What might these look like?
Yes, so these field days are coming up faster than any of us are maybe ready for, but they are the week of June 12th and will primarily be out in western Nebraska there, this year. We've unfortunately had some winter kill and drought stress issues in eastern Nebraska, so we won't be having our usual field day in Fairbury. But what you can expect to see is just a really great look at real-time performance for released as well as some experimental varieties from the University of Nebraska Wheat Breeding Program, from our industry colleagues like Westbred, Syngenta, Lima Grain, and even some other university varieties. So this is a great opportunity for producers to see which varieties perform well in their region if they're looking to make a switch for next year, or even see some up-and-coming varieties that they might want to switch to for some unique either protein or yield characteristics or maybe disease resistance concerns.
Okay, you touched on it a little bit, but dive more into what these varieties across the state are testing and what regions, I guess, you guys are you're touching on.
Yes. So this year, we're primarily going to have trial sites in West Central, Southwestern Nebraska, and the Panhandle. And you can find the variety reports from previous years on the UNL Crop Watch webpage. You can also find information on this year's trial locations. We will have different varieties in the different regions because we want to make sure that everything we're showcasing in those variety or in those regions are adapted and have the right types of disease resistance or other concerns that producers may have. So for example, in the Panhandle, that's where you'll find the varieties that have wheat stem sawfly resistance. You're not going to be seeing those in the West Central region as much, or the South Central, because that's just not a concern there. So we want to make sure that the varieties are really going to be adapted well to producers' needs.
So Dr. Frells, it's no secret the wheat crop across the nation is in a little bit of rough shape. What do you expect to see as you go out and about across Nebraska?
Yeah, it's not going to be the best year out there, unfortunately. And we're going to see some pretty tough wheat in a lot of places, though there'll be some, especially in the northern panhandle, where we've gotten a little bit more rain, where our plots are actually in really great shape. And we're excited to show those. But, you know, even though some of our, especially our West Central field tours this year are going to look pretty tough, this is a great opportunity for producers to evaluate varieties that maybe do a little bit better under those stress conditions that still have maybe average yield and good protein content. That's what we're going to be looking for at those stress sites this year, is trying to find those varieties that give us a consistent performance, even though they've been in a really pretty terrible situation to the lack of rainfall from last fall through most of this spring.
Absolutely. A good opportunity, though, to see what's out there. So if folks want to follow along with these UNL Wheat Field Day tours, what's the best way to do that and get more information?
So we will have a flyer coming out shortly here with all of the dates, the times, and the plot locations for you. Great to know that some of these field tours do have meals associated with them. So that's always a great opportunity to come out, have a meal with your neighbors, talk wheat, learn more. So that information will be all out shortly. So watch the Crop Watch webpage. You can also follow me on Twitter at Trails in the Field or at Husker Wheat, and follow the Dryland Cropping Systems team, so Dr. Cody Creech and Amanda Easterly on Twitter as well. We'll make sure to be having that information posted regularly on Twitter, and we're also going to make sure that we put out calls for questions. Say you can't make it to a variety tour, we still want to be able to answer your questions. So watch our Twitter pages for those question calls, and we'll try to answer questions either on Twitter or make sure that they get covered at a field day if you're going to be there in person.
All right. Again, those UNL Wheat Field Day tours coming up June 12th through 15th across the state. Dr. Frels, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And again, joining us, Dr. Catherine Frels, Director of the Small Grains Breeding Program for the University of Nebraska. I'm Alex Makovica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.